that live, but it is Christ that liveth in me. Amen. How, and this life that I live, he said, I live it by the faith of the Son of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So Romans 4 and 17, we'll read down again through the 22nd verse, and we'll move on from there. Amen. The Word of God says, as it is written. Hallelujah. Amen. I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. Would you pray with me? Father, I thank you this evening, one more time as we stand before you in this sacred desk, that you may minister to us, that we may minister your word, that your word may find good ground, and that, God, your will may be done, that, God, the kingdom of God may prosper, and, Lord, that the purpose of God may be revealed and manifest in every life, and, God, that the established will of an almighty God might be made manifest in each and every life. Lord, in the name of Jesus, may you have all the honor and all the praise and all of the glory, for certainly it belongs unto you. In the name of Jesus, we ask it all. And everybody said amen. So here that in the book of Romans, I know we covered a bit of ground this morning. Amen. I want to not backtrack too much. And we read out of Tozer's book. Amen. And this was in the 59 that this book was written. Amen. Brother Tozer, who passed away in 1963. Amen. Then he said that the gospel had been compromised, and amen, that in order to attract people to Christianity, you had to, amen, to try to promote the, amen, the blessing, amen, and all of those things rather than, amen, dedication and consecration. You know, used to, amen, if you wanted to have a strong Christian and a strong church, you preached the cross, you preached consecration, you preached dedication, amen. By the way, that's still the only way to have one, amen. If you don't get people where they're, amen, consecrated and dedicated, amen, and committed to God, amen, then you can't do much of anything. God can't use anything that is not consecrated, dedicated, and committed to Him. Amen. It's impossible for God to transform a life without those things being real in the life. Amen. God can't change me unless I'm changeable. Amen. God has set the platform and the possibility. Amen. But you and I must come to that place where we desire, amen, what God desires. Amen. And we desire enough to lay down all, amen, of our ambitions and all of our little isms and whatever else they may be. Amen. That's what the Word of God says. If any man will be my disciple, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Amen. That says I must, amen, somebody bring me water. Amen. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I won't say what I started to say. Amen. That's not dancing your wed. That might be a long time down the road. So, amen. If it's real soon, I'm going to have a, never mind. Amen. Hallelujah. So, amen. Here, amen, Abraham. God's dealt with him. God found him in Ur of the Chaldees. He's got up, left his homeland. Amen. Left everything that he's had. Amen. He had a little while it took him to get fully separated. Amen. Ain't none of us been sanctified and got, amen, fully mature overnight. Hello. I mean, some of us may get halos about that. But I'm telling you, God's, that little song that the children sang is still true about us. Amen. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. Amen. So you see, sanctification and growth in Christ is not something that you, amen, arrive at. It is what Tozer said. amen, about faith, amen, and about this experience. He said it's not a destination, it's a journey. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Every day I have to walk by faith. Amen. The Word of God said the just shall live not by his wit, amen, not by his ability, but by his faith. Amen to God. Hallelujah. So if we're going to win the fight against the devil, it's going to be because we allow God to build that faith in us. Amen. And establish us in that confidence, not in ourselves, but in God. Amen. You know why there's a lack of miracles and a lack of wonder-working things going on in Christianity today? Oh, I know they got those huckster crowds that are putting on shows. And, amen. 99 and 9/10 of that stuff is all fraud and fake. Amen. It's not meant to glorify God anyway. It's meant to bring money into the coffers of men. Amen. But the reason that it's missing, amen, is because God's not been allowed to work His faith and His purpose in lives. Amen. Where God's allowed to work, amen, He will manifest His glory and His power. I don't mean you get up every day and God's popping miracles on the left and on the right, but it does mean that God will work wondrous things that are beyond the ability of man. Amen. Thank you, daughter. Amen. Maybe to wash that frog off the log and go somewhere else. So, hallelujah. Let me hurry. I want to get some places. Amen. Here in the pattern of this scripture, Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Amen. We all know the term stagger means to fall. Amen. The man that staggers, he walks out of the way. Amen. Oh, you never seen anybody staggering. Amen. It's not a pleasant sight to look at. Amen. Abram didn't stagger. Amen. Through unbelief. Amen. But he was strong in faith. Amen. We know that Abraham made mistakes. Amen. But the general course of his life, he lives a life that is a life of faith. Amen. Walks with God. Amen. Here's a man that God has spoke to at 75 years of age and said he's going to have a son. Amen. I want to tell you at 75, it took faith. Hello, come on with Brother Joe. But it's 99 years of age before that promise has come into fruition. Amen. Where did we find Brother Abraham? We find him still holding on. Amen. We find him still pressing into God. Amen. He's still seeking that relationship, amen, with the God of heaven. Amen. So through that faithfulness, God brought about the promise. Amen. And listen, what the Word of God says here, but be a strong in faith, giving glory to God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. That's what the Apostle Paul does. Amen. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 14, but if I glory, I will glory in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, whereby, which means, amen, I am crucified to the world and the world is crucified unto me. Amen. Listen to Brother Joe this evening. Amen. If we're not where we're going to have that world unattractive, it's going to be because the cross has had a work in our life. Amen. And we have fell in love with another. Amen. And through that divine work of God, amen, He makes that world look like a dead carcass. Amen. That it is. And we look like, amen, a dead carcass to that world. Hello? Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. That's what God's after. Amen. When the world gets too attractive to us, it's because the cross is not what it's supposed to be in our life. Amen. Come on with me. The reason people fall out with God is because, amen, they've done fell out long before they actually committed the act. Amen. Somewhere along the line, they quit praying. They quit seeking God. Somewhere along the line, commitment went out the window. Amen. Dedication left and consecration's gone. Amen. And behold, what new little attraction comes by, they follow after it. Amen. Hallelujah. But Lord, listen, if we'll keep that, amen, the Word of God, that old saying many years ago that I read, amen, love and all of it requires maintenance. Hello? It's a wonderful thing, but it requires maintenance. Amen. What does that mean, Brother Joe? Amen. Where there is no wood, the fire goeth out. It means, if I don't work on it, amen. What does the Word of God say? Press into the measure that is Christ. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. Amen. For many shall strive and not be able. Why? They're not striving lawfully. They're not doing is what God said. But we'll walk according to this word. Amen. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Amen. Hallelujah. But being, this in the next verse 21, and being fully persuaded. Boy, you talk about, amen, something that is needed. Being fully persuaded. Amen. We live in an age that very few people are fully persuaded. Amen. Come on. They straddle the fence. Amen. We got folks that, amen, that many years ago, amen, used to would have not have departed from that old King James Bible. Now they'll eat about anything. Amen. Why? Somewhere along the line, they thought that the opinions of men, amen, weighed more than the truth. Hello? Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I can tell you, you can tell me two different things. I know one thing. One of them's truth and the other one's got to be false. Amen. Come on with me. It don't take a genius to figure that out. Amen. Listen, if I want God and I love God, then I can tell you what, I love what God loves and I'll be after the best that I can have from God. Amen. Let me hurry. Amen. Faith. Here is what, amen, brother Abraham signified. He's the father of faith. Amen. So therefore, what has happened to him? When he had promised, that what was he fully persuaded of, Brother Joe? That what God had promised. Amen. What does this Bible say of its own self? The Word of God. The promises of God are yea. And amen to what? To them that believe. Amen. Come on, we'll be back to faith again, are we not? Amen. Promises and faith are tied together. If you want the promises of God, amen, then we've got to allow God to work the faith of God into us. Amen. Come on. That's what being born again is all about, that we walk in the faith of Christ. Amen. The Apostle Paul said, amen, that I may be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, but the righteousness that is of Christ. How? By faith. Amen to God. Come on, Brother Joe. That brings me into that place. Faith, amen, brings about, amen, trust, amen, and honor toward God. It brings about obedience, amen to God. It brings about, amen, something that drives us, amen, out of that faith, which what the Word of God says, which worketh by love. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. If I get to loving God, amen, the more I love God, the better my faith gets. Amen. And more faith that God works in me, the greater that love becomes. It's like a never-ending circle that swings upward and upward. Amen to God. That's what God's after. Oh, what is the maximum God can achieve? Who knows? Amen. You see, a lot of times, well, the biggest problem God has is, amen, the folks getting on and off the boat. Amen. Finding ways to get sidetracked in the process that God's got for the life. Amen. Listen, if you want to achieve the high heights, amen, I like the title of Oswald Chambers' Daily Devotional. Amen. My utmost. Amen. For His highest. Amen. If I'll give God my utmost, then I can have His highest. Come on with me. I don't want to. Do we want the highest of God? Amen. Do we want the best that God's got? Amen. This Bible said I can covet some things. What did it say? Covet earnestly. Amen. The best gifts. Amen to God. I ain't got no right to covet a lot of things, but I have a call to covet that. Amen. I can covet the blessings of God. I can covet that. Amen. The purpose of God and doing the will of God and the power of God in the life. Not for self. Amen. Grandeur. Amen. But for the glory of God. If I really love God, then I won't be out for personal gain, personal elevation. Amen. Or personal preferences. Amen. I'll be out for the glory of God and the kingdom of God. Amen. Drove a lot of people to somebody's church. Amen. I didn't ever, amen, gripe about that. If they went to church and they found the Lord as their Savior, amen, the purpose had been completed. Amen. That was what I was there for to begin with. Amen. Listen, I don't know. I'm there to work for this. Me, mine, mine. Come on. I'm working for the kingdom. Amen to God. When we get to heaven, amen, God will sort all that business to be taken care of. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. We labor for one purpose. Amen. That's for the will of God. Hallelujah. And believe you me, His will is always right. Amen. So Abraham, amen, being fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was also able, amen, able also to perform what he said he would do. Amen. God said in his word, "Have I not spoken? And shall I not bring it to pass?" Amen to God. And he said in the book of Isaiah, "I will work. Who shall let it?" Who will give me an opportunity? Who will prepare a place where I can work in? Amen to God. Hallelujah. You see, amen, I could preach a long time right there. Amen to God. That little, amen, woman, amen, that noticed that prophet's coming by. Amen. She began to make some preparation. Hello. Amen. She bumped that husband and said, "Why don't we just build him a little upper room up there?" Amen. So when the man of God comes by, amen, he's got a place to stay. Amen. I can tell you, I don't know if she had a clue, amen, or if that husband had a clue about what all that is going to produce in their life. Amen. Oh, who has to despise a day of small things? Amen. But believe you me, what she sowed in that seed, amen, reaped grand reproduction and grand, amen, benefits down the road. Amen. There comes a time when that, amen, is discovered that she's barren. Amen. I'm telling you, pray for her. Amen. And she brings forth a son. Amen. There comes a time when that son falls sick in the field. They bring him home to his mother. Amen. That servant, she says, "You hook up, amen, that little donkey and don't you spare the dinosaur, son." Amen. We got to get to where the man of God's at. Amen. Don't you slack up for me if I'm grunting. Amen. And whatever else, you just keep her rolling. Amen. She's done took that young man upstairs. Amen. And she's placed him on that prophet's bed. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Listen. Amen. She goes to where he is. He comes back, amen, lays on that boy, breathes into him, amen, and God raises him up, amen. I don't think she ever had a clue when it all started, what it's going to produce, amen. But I'm telling you, she knew, amen, that she give God a place, and God worked with the place he gave him. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, just multitudes of things you could look at right there. We're going to move on. Amen. And therefore, amen, therefore it was imputed, amen, or if you will, it was delegated or it was considered of him for righteousness. Amen. If you read down a few verses, amen, the Word of God says, not only to him, but if we'll do the same thing, God will do the same toward us. Why, Brother Joe? Because God has no respect of person. Amen. I believe that in this last hour, amen, God desires to work, amen, in miraculous ways. Amen. But in order for that to happen, amen, folks, has got to come to the place, amen, where that faith is built. Amen. Hallelujah. Where my faith is purified. Amen. Where my faith, amen, can operate like God wants it to. Amen to God. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. No, I don't mean that everybody will love you. Amen. Matter of fact, you might have more enemies than you got now. Amen. That'll be all right. Amen. I can tell you, long as one thing, as God can move in that life and magnify himself, amen, all the rest of it falls in place. Amen to God. I'm telling you, the prophets were hounded. Amen. But God used them. Hello. Can't make Brother Joe believe that God's not ready to use folks. Amen. The only problem God's got is getting folks ready to be used. Hello. Amen. The Jesus' disciples, "Oh, ye of little faith, wherein did you doubt?" Amen. But doubt is always a hindrance to the work of God. Amen. But a strong faith is always a place where God can work. Amen. Just that strong faith is a place where God can work. Amen. Let me hurry. Amen. In the book of 1 John 5 and 4, amen, we're going to move to a few points I want to look at, and I'm going to try to close shortly here. Faith in God overcometh the world. Amen. Faith in God. Amen. 1 John, amen, 5 and 4, for whatsoever. That's a big word. For whatsoever. Woo! Amen. Is born of God. Amen. Overcometh the world. What does that say? If God does it, amen, it works. Come on, my brothers. No wonder the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 1, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Amen. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. What is that, Brother Joe? Even your faith. Amen. Come on. They overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. That word of their testimony is Christ. Amen. Christ can only be manifest through faith. Amen. If they walk by faith with God, amen, I can tell you, God will walk with them. God will work in them. God will work in us. Amen. And God will work His will out of us. I believe Brother Oswald Chambers, amen, commenting on the Scripture, work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Amen. Said we work out what God works in. Ooh, I'm going to say that again. I felt the Holy Ghost. Amen. We work out what God works in. Amen. In order for God, amen, for us to work out something, God's got to work something in. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If I won't give God a place to work something in me, amen, then that can't be anything worked out of me. Amen. But oh, if I'll give God a place to work, amen. Hallelujah. He'll build something that'll work out of our life. Amen. He'll fill us, amen, my, with all of the fullness of God. Amen. Pour out of us to a world that is in need. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Number two. Well, glory to God. Ooh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. Behold, if man will give me the opportunity, behold, I will cleanse, purify, and I will fill, saith the Lord, with the riches of my blessings and my grace. And behold, in my power and my might, and I will pour out of thee, saith the Lord. I will cause a river to spring up in your innermost being, and cause it to run out of your life, bring it up unto everlasting life, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. My. But I got to give God the place, amen, to provide that wellhead. Amen to God. Come on with me. Amen. That don't come without, amen, some labor within itself. Amen to God. Hallelujah. I can tell you, wherever you find that men and women, amen, seek God. I'm not talking about little down on one knee and up on the other. I'm talking about, amen, real deep seeking God. Amen. I don't think there's a whole lot of it anymore. Maybe that's why they ain't a whole lot of great faith anymore. Amen. Where, amen, are those that, amen, fast and pray and have a burden, amen, to seek God, for God to do something. Amen. My. I thought about that old brother that Brother Clendenin preached about. Amen. Amen. The organized religion, when he come into that part of Texas, they wouldn't even let him in. Amen. To the city. Amen. He had to live out in the woods. Amen. Fed his wife and youngins off the squirrels off that Guadalupe River. Amen to God. Come on. Amen. When he put up a tent to have a tent meeting, they went out and strung barbed wire around it. Amen. And the first night, amen, he preached. Amen. Nobody got in. The second night he preached, nobody came in. But on Wednesday night, when he preached, they crawled through the barbed wire fence. Amen. Into that tent. Amen. God, amen, delivered souls. Amen to God. Why'd you do it, Brother Joe? He sought God. Amen. For a move of His Spirit. Amen. Until you get the right movement of God's Spirit, amen, men are crawling through whatever gets in the way. Amen. I can tell you, God can put a hunger in hearts. What's wrong with today, Brother Joe? There's not much hunger. Amen. I heard him say, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness. For they might be filled. Oh, pardon me, I got the wrong word again. For they shall be filled. Amen. Well, here we are. Yes, we're back to the promises of God. Amen. How do I attain those promises, Brother Joe? By faith. Amen. Faith brings me into obedience. Amen. Brings me into desire. Amen. Why? Because I believe what God said. I believe that not only has God said it, but God meant it. Amen. And God will do it if I, amen, oh, number one, amen, will give Him the place to do it in. Amen. God's not going to come knock my door down. Amen. Say, I'm going to give you revival where you want it or don't. Ain't going to happen. Amen. I can tell you, everybody, amen, the whole essence of receiving from God boils back down to those three things: asking, seeking, and knocking. Amen. Wherever you find that men and women are doing that, I want to tell you a little secret. You will find that God has opened up the windows of heaven, amen, and He's pouring out to them people, amen, to God, every true revival. Amen. I said every true revival that has ever been has been preceded, amen, by times of prayer and fasting and seeking God. Amen. I'm telling you, somebody's got hungry somewhere, or somebody got hungry and God sent them, and a revival has ensued. Amen. Jesus has gone back to glory. Amen. The prophets, the apostles are all, hey, most of them hell in the mully grubs. Amen. But I'm telling you, amen, God gets a hold, amen, of an old deacon. Amen. And my, what does he do? Amen. He gets up and goes down there to Samaria. Amen. Just to preach in Jesus. Amen. And what does the Word of God say? Amen. That God got to moving and great joy was in the city. My. Come on, my brother Joe. If God can find desire. Amen. God, no, He satisfieth the longing soul every time. Amen. I got to hurry. Preaching on a faith that will prevail. Amen. Let's get through with it, Lord, tonight. Amen. Listen. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. We touched that this morning. Hebrews 11. Amen. Now he that cometh to God must believe that He is. Amen. And that He is a rewarder of them that diligent, honestly seek. Amen. Truly. Amen. And sincerely seek Him. Amen. God don't play games. Amen. He don't play peekaboo. Amen. God's a real God. Amen. God don't have to guess what the, amen, is on somebody's mind. Amen. Man looketh on the outward appearance. Amen. Man can cry crocodile tears. Amen. Pretend to be broken. Amen. Never have a broke heart. God looks right through all that mealy mess. Amen. But He knows that broken heart. Amen. He knows that heart's desire. Amen. And God telling you that cry that comes out of that heart that's hungry. Amen. It goes all the way up to heaven, and it views what that old psalm we used to sing: "Prayer bells of heaven, oh how sweetly they ring, bearing the message unto Jesus our King." Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, and if that message gets there, heaven won't sit idly by, amen, and do nothing, but heaven will move in response to that cry. Amen. David said this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. Amen. Didn't say he put on lip service. Said he cried. Amen. I can tell you, Hannah was a crying, and ain't nobody heard nothing. Him lips is moving, but ain't a bit of sound coming out, but heaven is ringing. Amen. I'm telling you, the bells are ringing in heaven, a deafening sound. Amen. My. God's done got a hold of that. Amen. Oh, Eli couldn't figure it out. Amen. Because he's too earthly. Amen. But God rattles his cage and says, look here. Amen. She ain't drunk with no wine. She ain't been a drinking. Amen. She is a woman of a sorrowful spirit. Amen. She's broken for her need. And God says, you tell her as the season, the time is. Amen. This time next year, she's going to have son. Hallelujah. Hey, amen to God. And she comes. Amen. When that baby comes, she says, I'm going to name him Samuel because I ask him of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, glory to God. Whoa. Hallelujah. How about I feel like having church? Amen to God. Amen. You get enough faith stirred up in folks. Amen. And out of that will boil up a hunger. Amen. And a thirsting. Amen. And a seeking God. And I'm telling you, heaven will get to moving. Amen. And listen, when heaven gets to moving, there will be a difference in earth. We got these folks today have revival, and they still live like cats in the back alley. Amen. I can tell you, heaven ain't had nothing to do with that. Amen. That's a man-made move. Amen. All it will produce is what man can produce. It may produce a lot of emotions. It may produce a whole lot of noise. But it won't produce anything that will change eternity. Amen. My. I'm telling you. Daniel began to prophesy back there. Ezekiel began to prophesy, rather. Amen. There's a lot of activity. Amen. That valley full of dry bones, them bones clattered together. Amen. But that still all wasn't nothing but a bunch of dead bones. Amen. The sin you come upon him, that's still just a dead bunch of dead bodies. Amen. But I'm telling you, amen, when the Spirit of God, amen, began to breathe on that business, Amen. It ain't no longer a bunch of dead carcasses or a bunch of dead bones. But they stood up an exceeding great army. Amen. I'm telling you something. Amen. It takes faith to bring God into the picture. Oh, I think I'll say that again. It takes faith to bring God into the picture. And once you brought God there, you brought life. You brought power. You brought the dynamo. You brought the power that changes lives. Yes, glory to God. Woo! There is power. Power, one, the working power in the blood, amen, of the Lamb. I can tell you what else there's power in. There's power in God's Spirit. All power belongs to God, amen. I once have heard it, twice has it been said, that power belongeth unto God. Woo! Amen. Yes. Woo! Son of the Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Behold, as Jesus has come back down from the Mount of Transfiguration, there the man is with the son that is possessed. Behold, I brought him to your disciples, but they couldn't cast him out. Behold, the Lamb of God's groaned. Oh, how long will I tolerate you? Oh, behold, I say unto thee, but when real faith is brought to bear and the power of God is on the scene, behold, the demonic is delivered, saith the Lord, and the powers of hell are broken, saith God. Hallelujah. Amen to God. All that man can produce, amen, is a bunch of noise and a bunch of emotions. But when God comes on the scene, amen, yes, emotions will be the byproduct of the joy, amen, because that God has wrought victory. Amen. I want to have the real. Amen. That old saying used to say, who lasts longest. Amen. Come on. You know, they had them laughing revivals. They was trying to mimic, amen, the liberty of God that only come by the Holy Ghost. Here these folks up there, they don't even hardly so much know what the Holy Ghost even is. Amen, who He is. Amen, trying to mimic having victory. And the devil sitting over in the corner, he's laughing louder than they are. Amen, why? Because ain't nobody had no liberty. Amen. But you let God come in that place. Amen. Let God, amen, break a few chains. Amen to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, that old boy that's been laying up there, amen, at that gate, amen, for a long time. Amen. But when I'm telling you, God's paid a visit, amen, through old Peter, amen, and John as they've come back by, amen, they find him in a little bit. He's running and leaping, amen, through Solomon's porch. Oh, the religionists are mad. Oh, they've got on to him. But I'm telling you one thing. He's no longer a cripple. Amen. He's witnessed and experienced the power of God. Because two men, amen, by faith, brought God to bear in the situation. Amen. I better hurry. Joseph, amen, holds on. He holds on by faith. Listen, I'm telling you, sometimes it's a long stretch. Amen? It takes real faith. That fake faith, it'll give out in the first few hours. Real faith to hold on. Amen. I said real faith. If I'm really persuaded of who God is, amen, it'll just keep on holding on. Amen. Joseph went a long time down that road. Amen. God's giving grand visions. Amen. And it's many years down the road before those are going to come into fruition. Amen. Listen, I can tell you when you walk by faith, this time you're going to walk through long, broad valleys. Hello? Amen. There's going to be some times that you're going to have to wait on God. And when I say wait on God, I ain't talking about, amen, sitting down waiting on. I'm talking about waiting on God through obedience and continuance of what God has told you to do. Amen. Listen, I can tell you when God does that, He ain't wanting us to go sit down somewhere. Amen. I ain't waiting on God. Waiting on God is continuing to work. Amen. When the devil's a lapping over there saying it ain't never going to happen, just keep on keeping on. Amen. Pressing in. Amen. After a while, amen, them blessings will overtake you in the way. Amen. God will come by. Amen. And the visions that God give you of becoming the real 3D picture in what in your presence. Oh, glory to God. Amen. I'm sure it got dark for Brother Joseph. Amen. He's had them business, and he thought he'd make his brethren like him more, I guess. They just hated him the more. Amen. His father even told him, what kind of fool are you that you think your mama and I and all these boys going to bow down to you? Amen. It wasn't Joseph. That's God giving him that vision. Amen. He's holding on to it. Amen. They try to kill him. But one of the brothers talks him out of it. He fell into the Midianites. Down he goes down there to Egypt. Amen. Potiphar buys him on the auction block. He's faithful to God. Amen. Potiphar's wife, amen, lays a snare for him. He's successful. He obeys God. Amen. But because it's Potiphar's wife, he's got to honor her. Down to the prison Joseph goes. He's been faithful to God. He's still holding on to the vision. Faith. Come on, my brother Joe. Faith, real faith, don't give up at the first sign. Amen. At the first trial, faith holds on. Hallelujah. Down to the prison he goes. Amen. In comes the butler and the baker. Amen. My, they tell their dreams. Amen. God gives Joseph interpretation. Amen. They come to pass. Amen. That old butler's restored. That baker, amen, going to die. Amen. And when you get before that king, would you just tell him about this little old Hebrew boy that's down here in this prison? Amen. The old butler, no longer has he got his freedom, he's forgot all about. Amen. That little boy down there that has told him, amen, what his dreams meant. Amen. My. But oh, God wasn't done yet. Amen. That old king's had him a dream. Amen. It's a horrible dream. Amen. And I'm telling you, he ain't wanting somebody to play games with it. He wants the real McCoy. All of a sudden, that old butler remembers there's a little Hebrew boy down there in that jail, amen, that told me and what my dream meant, and it come to pass just like he said. Amen. Oh, amen. Oh, that old Pharaoh drags old Joseph out of that prison. I'm adding, they had to go clean him up. Amen. Make him presentable. Amen. The Bible don't tell us all of that. Amen. It comes into the presence of him. He tells him them dreams. Amen. And he says, look at here. Amen. God gives me the interpretation. It's God that knows all this. Amen. Made it clear that Joseph wasn't the one that's doing it. Amen. What's Joseph doing, Brother Joe? He's walking by faith. Amen. He's a holding on to God. Amen. He explains what the dreams mean. Amen. The king wants to, amen, what do you think ought to be done? Well, I think you ought to lay up treasure. Amen. Joseph, God give him wisdom. Amen. My, there comes a time, amen, in his life, down a little while later, amen, that the dream that he had unfolds in living color right in his presence. He runs everybody out of that room except his brethren, weeps. Amen. Why? Amen. Because God has been faithful. Hallelujah. Oh, he's been faithful. Amen. It's been a long time in coming, but amen. God has done just exactly what He showed me when I was a small boy. He's brought it to pass just like it was. Amen. My. Ooh. Glory. Hallelujah. Ooh. Ooh. Behold, have I not spoken, and shall I not bring it to pass, saith the Lord? My word is truth and verity. And yea, have I not declared unto you that I will never leave you nor forsake you, but I will go with you all the way even to the end of the world. Behold, I am yet the same. For behold, I change not. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. They wrote concerning old Joseph. Amen. How he's like a bough planted by a well. Amen. The marchers have shot at him and sorely wounded him. But the more they shot at him, the more he's grown his boughs over that way. What's he saying? He just put roots down deeper. Amen. The more the enemies come, amen, that faith has just got stronger. Come on. God will give you enough faith. Amen. I heard Brother MacDonald say, amen, he'll pull you through a keyhole if you can stand to pull in. Glory to God. Amen. That God will give you enough faith. Amen. For whatever the devil sends. Oh, I said he'll give you enough faith. Hallelujah. Amen to God. Glory to God. Where sin doth abound, grace doth the more abound. Amen. My, what God will do. I got to hurry. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I want to tie them to Daniel. Amen. And looking at some things that what they said, amen, have a great deal of resemblance. Amen. We all know the story. Amen. These three boys, when they have been taken captive and have been put into the king's service for wise men, wisdom. Amen. They're being threatened to have to eat the king's meat, which had been offered to idols, and to drink the king's wine, which had been involved in such. Amen. And they purposed in their heart not to eat that king's meat, nor to drink his wine. Amen. And they had talked to the man that was over them and said, look here. Amen. You give us 10 days. Amen. And we're not more fair and sharper than all the rest, and we'll eat the king's meat and drink the king's wine. Why'd they say that, Brother Joe? Because they trusted God. Amen. God wasn't going to fail them. Amen. That they wouldn't fail God. Hallelujah. 10 days come, and I'm telling you, they sharpen their wits. Their complexion is more fair. Amen. Glory to God. And so, they said, that's all right. You don't have to eat the king's meat, drink the king's wine. Amen. There come a time when old Neb's got this wild, idea. Amen. That he's going to become supreme to everything. He set up that image. Come on. Listen. In that valley, amen, he's going to cause all these folks to worship that image. What are them three Hebrew boys? I mean to tell you, I said, when that music plays now, y'all get on your face and you bow down. And old Neb looks down there and there's three sore looking fellas standing up like sore thumbs down there in the middle of that crowd. And to top it off, it's some of them Hebrew wise men. After I done what I done for them, and look at them rascals going to stand up there and defy me. Amen. And so he had old, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego brought up. Amen. And what did they say to him? O king, we are not careful in how we answer you concerning this matter. Amen. We ain't going to have to think about it. We ain't going to have to contemplate it. Amen. Our God is able. And the words that are used are slightly different than what he said. Amen. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fire furnace. That simply means if it's God's will to do that, amen, then God will deliver us from that burning fire furnace. But if it's not, understand something, O king, we still ain't going to bow to your image. Amen. What's wrong, Brother Joe? Out of all that crowd, God found him three men. Amen. That had faith. Amen. Had faith. Come on. Listen. Amen. It's easy to say somebody got faith when there ain't nothing to it. When there ain't nothing bad going on. Nobody's got a gun to your head. Nobody's got pressure on you. Amen. But I'm telling you, when you're facing a burning hot fiery furnace, amen, you're going to find out who got faith and who ain't. That day may be very close to coming in this country. Hello? Listen, them three Hebrew boys ain't just started having faith in God. They done been doing that a while. Hello? I want to tell you something. It pays to be prepared. Walk by faith to get used to it. Amen. Hallelujah. So that old king said, we're going to heat that furnace 7 times hotter than it's wont to be heated. I mean, we're going to heat her up. And if you three boys, we're going to play that music one more time. And if you three little rascals don't, amen, get on your face, they will throw you in that burning fire furnace. By the way, that world's set to throw you in that furnace today as much as it can. Amen. They want to heat it up. They want to try to scare you. Come on. The true child of God, if we really committed to God, can't be scared. Amen. Can't be, amen, threatened. Amen. To live is Christ, to die is gain. Amen. Listen, if I deny God, I've lost everything. Amen. Come on. If God, listen, I can tell you something. We got to know something. A lot of people learn this through the years and time gone by. Amen. Martin Luther, amen, learned it. Amen. He said, I live daily in the peril of the king of the church. And if it's God's will that they slay me, I shall most certainly die at their hands. But if it's not the will of God, amen, who shall slay me? This wasn't spoken by a man that was known for his bravery. This was spoken by a man that only found, amen, that bravery when he found, amen, salvation by faith in Jesus Christ. Come on. Oh, and he had enough faith and God gave him enough boldness to write 95 theses and he nailed them not inside but on the outside of his church. Oh! Come on with Brother Joe. I want to tell Brother Clendenin said, amen, courage comes from being right. Amen. I agree with him. Amen to God. Oh, hallelujah. So these three boys, amen, they played that music again. There stood three little figures standing up out there. Amen. Just as straight and tall. I believe they standing as tall as they could stand. Amen. They didn't want nobody to mistake them for kneeling or, amen, or slumping down. Amen. And oh, that king's, he's wroth. He's mad. You messing up my little show. Amen. I'm the high presence. I'm the omnipotent one. Oh, no, king. We know who he is, though. They throw him in the burning fire furnace. And this bunch of ragtag, I believe it was ABC, put on a show many years ago about how those folks could possibly live. I said, isn't it amazing? Amen. They forgot about that other part. Conveniently didn't mention it. How the folks that threw them boys in died. And these wasn't no little puny little weaklings that threw them in. This is strong men out of the king's army that threw them boys in that furnace. Amen. They threw them boys in that burning fire furnace. And that old king got to looking. Amen. And through that door. Amen. Got to, I believe the fellow said, he got to rubbernecking around where he could see. Amen. And he said, did not we throw three men into that fire bound? Yea, O king, we did. We threw three of them in there bound. He said, my, amen, I see four. Amen. And then loose and walking around. And the fourth man has the appearance of the Son of God. My. Amen. They had in themselves a little camp meeting down there in the furnace. Amen to God. The brooms are burned off. Amen. But that's the only thing that's gone. Amen. I can tell you the fire hadn't touched one hair on the head. Amen. Hadn't burnt one, amen, thread of cloth. Amen. And my, I think that old king had to ask nicely, would you boys please come out of that burning fire? Ain't nobody going in there to get them out. Amen. And that old king said, I want to make another decree. Amen. Maybe we need to have a burning fire furnace again. Wake some folks up. That king said, every man, any man that mocks, amen, the God of Abraham, of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he said, let their house be a dunghill. Amen. My. He said, for there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Amen. Listen, that lesson was not learned, amen, because, amen, nothing was done. It was learned because God found folks with faith. Amen. Listen to Brother Joe. If there's going to be any change in our world, it's going to be because God finds folks with faith. Hello? That's the way God works. Amen. We all know the story of Daniel. Amen. Listen, Daniel kept, amen, he knew the decree was signed. Amen. That old king, amen, he says the law of the Medes and the Persians cannot be broken. They had tricked that old king into putting his seal on that law, and it could not be changed. Daniel knew that law could not be changed. He knew there wasn't going to be no leniency. Amen. But what did he do, Brother Joe? Amen. He walked right back to that window that he never closed. Amen. And there he knelt and prayed towards Jerusalem. Why? Amen. Because of the promise of God. Amen. If any man finds himself captive in a foreign land, if he will look towards this house and pray, God said, I'll hear his cry. I'm fixing to close. I want us to listen. I want us to see something. Then they answered and said before the king that Daniel, this is Daniel, which is the other children of the captive of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition three times a day. Amen. In other words, Daniel's answer was the same as the three Hebrew children. He didn't even consider that law as if it was anything at all. Why? There's a higher law. Amen. Faith has wrought that in him. Amen. Listen, that old king, Daniel, he's the Word of God said he had an excellent spirit. Amen. That old king is so upset. Amen. That he goes to, amen, when they're going to put old Daniel in that the den of lions. Somebody said the lion's den, but it's a den of lions. Amen. There's more than one in there. Amen. Come on. That old king come down and, amen, I mean, he couldn't even sleep at night. He's awake. He's pacing. Amen. Oh, but what did he tell Daniel? Thy God, whom thou servest continually, shall deliver thee from the mouth of that lion. Amen to God. I don't know what God done in that lion's den or den of lions that night, but I can tell you, that old king's back down there at daylight the next morning. Oh, Daniel, amen, hast thou God, whom thou servest continually, whom you've been faithful to, has he delivered you? Out of that, amen, hole in the ground comes a strong voice of Daniel and says, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel. And he has shut the mouth of the lions. People say, well, them lions just wasn't hungry. Well, history says they were. Amen, because they went and got them old crooks. Throwed all of them evil men, amen, into that pit. The Word of God says them lions broke their bones before they ever hit the bottom of the pit. Amen. Sound like a bunch of hungry lions to Brother Joe. Amen. I can tell you when God steps in the lion's den, the lion's got to do what God said. Amen. I heard Brother David Talbert say years ago, amen, he'll make the devil line up and do right. Listen, Job had enough faith to declare, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Amen. God promises victory to the faithful. Be not weary in well-doing. In due season we shall reap if we faint not. Amen. God given means for victory. What does this mean for victory? Put on the whole armor of God. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Amen. God has given us what we need by faith. Amen. God equips us, amen, to overcome everything the world throws at us. Come on. And I don't mean barely overcoming. I mean He gives us enough to march on and not let the devil even slow us down. Amen. Father, I thank You tonight. I thank You for faith. I thank You for real faith. Not a feigned faith, but one that's real. One that's real enough that it changes us and helps us then through Your operation to change the world that is round about us. One soul at a time. Lord, by Your will and by Your purpose, may You minister. May our hearts be God set. May we walk by faith. May we live by that faith, sir. And may You manifest Your life out of us by that same faith, giving us that strong faith of Christ to believe You, to walk with You, to honor You, to obey You, and to manifest You to a world that is lost and undone. In the name of Jesus. Let's just close. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Behold, when the Son of Man returns, shall he find faith in the earth, saith the Lord. Behold, I say unto thee, I will walk among those and live in those that walk in faith, saith the Lord. I will manifest my arm of strength. I will bring deliverance, and I will present my power and my might through them, saith the Lord. As they walk with me by faith and obedience, I will manifest my life and my power and my glory, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's just close in prayer. Amen this evening. Amen. That God, amen, faith that it may be built in us in such a measure. The world out there that is dying, wounded by the master of deceit. They're groping in the darkness. Amen. That world is in serious need. I want to let my brother Joe's going to add something to that tonight. The church is in serious need. Amen. In serious need. Amen. Of faith. Amen. To obey God. Faith to believe God. Faith to pursue the will of God. Amen. To stand up. Amen. To march out. Amen. And be obedient and submissive to the will of an almighty King. Amen to God. Only then, amen, will God's arm, amen, be manifest and God's strength and God's glory be revealed to a world that is lost. Amen. God is revealed when the faithful obey God. Amen. And give God a place to move and to work so that God can shine forth out of earthen vessels. Amen. With the handiwork of heaven. Oh, hallelujah. God stands ready. Amen. I will work. Who shall let it? Amen. Hey, Isaiah cries by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Be not weary in well doing. For in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Amen. God's word declaring plainly that God stands ready to, amen, to bear his arm. Amen. And to show forth his might. Amen. Glory to God. If men, women, boys, and girls give him a place to work in. Hallelujah. Let him back here on the Lord. Amen. Oh, glory to God. There is, amen, a higher power that awaits. Amen. It's got to be. That's the only way the church can succeed. That's the only way the gospel can be set forth. Amen. It's through the power of God. Amen. I can tell you, he sent Jesus to fulfill the law. He sent the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. To fulfill the gospel in the church. Hallelujah. To manifest Christ. Herein is all that we need. Everything. Amen. Falls into that place. If we'll walk by faith, he'll walk in us. He'll live in us. Amen. And he'll move in us. Amen to God. And the world can behold the Lamb of God. I don't mean everybody be saved. I'm going to tell you, but we owe that world. Amen. The Apostle Paul said to that church at Corinth, when I come to you, I didn't come to you with enticing words of men's wisdom, but I came to you in much fear, much trembling, and in the demonstration and the power of the Spirit of God, that your faith should not stand, amen, in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Amen. There is what God's purpose is. Amen. The Apostle Paul, describing his life to the church at Galatia, say, it's no longer I that live, but it's Christ that liveth in me. And this life that I live it by the faith of the Son of God. Hallelujah. I ain't living it by ability of man. Christian life is not a life lived in the ability of flesh. It is a life lived in the ability of God in the believer. Glory. It is the manifest power of God out of that human vessel. Amen. That is subjected to God. Amen. That is consecrated to God. Amen. That is obedient to God. Amen. And that walks in faith toward God. Amen. Every life in that Word of God that stands out, amen, was a life of faith where God could operate. Amen. He operated in Abraham's life, doing the impossible, bringing about Isaac. Amen. My. Amen. Giving him, amen, a posterity of the sea, saying to the seashore, amen, and the stars of the heavens. Amen. Throughout the Word of God. Amen. Old Testament and New Testament. Amen. It's not by might, nor by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. God's Spirit works where faith is at. Amen. Amen. Where vessels have given God a place. Amen. For His Spirit to dwell and to move. Amen to God. Out of that comes the power of God.